You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'. Hold it now.
Still in San Francisco, where he hosted the golf tournament for the AKAs. Roland Martin this morning.
Roland,
and
we gotta give it to you. We joke you a lot, but you put the work in for the AKAs, man. You did. I'm serious. I know you thought we're setting you up. We're not setting you up this time. You put the work in, man.
Well, you know, Carolyn Stewart, she told me 2 years ago, she said, we have it in San Francisco. We do a golf tournament. Will you come? I said, I'll come, and I got a special ensemble for you. I said, I'm going to wear some pink linen pants and a green shirt to the golf tournament. But I got a pink and green ascot for you, Carolyn, so I'll hook you up.
So
I went through, I threw a little extra in time, went with the green and white seersucker jacket,
with the
pink shirt, with the pink and green ascot, just for the Sisters of AKA at the 2012 Boule.
That's much respect. That's putting the work in. I give you, man, hats off to you. You did the damn thing.
Appreciate
it. I wasn't pretty at the house, player. You had to have time alone. I'm laying my stuff out. Please. Please. Leave me alone.
Just got a sandwich for you, Roland.
Please. Yes. Don't make me mad, okay?
And I'm told that these pictures are up on your Facebook page, Tom.
Well, yeah, you know, we tweet out to the all of us there. We
have
lots of
And even when you see it, you don't really believe it.
No, Roland, you did it. You man, you put the work in.
Appreciate it.
Leave me alone.
It was something.
Mash the sandwich down and slide it under the door, please.
I had to salute the Sisters of AKA. My wife's a Delta.
And Pat the Mayo.
But Tom. My wife's a Delta, Jack is a Delta, so I told the Deltas, I got something special for y'all already planned for next year at your centennial. All right, folks, let's get down to business. I know we would love to joke and love to have fun, but some serious stuff, of course, obviously. What would it be like? What would you say, Sybil, if you were a pastor and you had to preach yesterday in Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah, really.
After the tragedy on Friday where you had 12 people killed, more than 50 shots. So Dr. Chris Hill, pastor of the Potter's House in Denver, he had to deal with that on yesterday, and he joins us right now. Pastor Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
Give us a sense of what was church like. What did you tell your members after the town was just stunned from the mass shooting, the largest mass shooting in American history?
Well, I mean, the feeling on the streets of Aurora is just one of grieving. The people are overwhelmed right now. I think we're all in somewhat shock and denial. The question of why is ringing through the city. The streets smell of blood, and just whenever something happens that's that devastating, it's already tragic. But when it happens in some place where people take their children for entertainment, it was just shocking. And people were walking in, they just looked like zombies early Sunday morning, but they were coming to church for hope and for prayer. And so that created an atmosphere where God could really move.
I asked this question on Friday, and some people said, oh, it was too soon, but I don't think so. We talk about violence in America. The nation was stunned by what took place.
Right.
But in the month of July alone, 27 people have been killed in Chicago.
Wow.
And so to gunfire. So what do we as a nation, what does it say about us when we react to this kind of shooting, but when it happens every day, every weekend, we sort of go, that's simply the norm?
Well, see, I think that's the larger issue we've got to deal with once we get through this initial shock is the rise of violence in our country. People have run to the suburban regions and run to the suburban areas to escape the so-called violence of the inner city. But we're finding out that gun is not discriminate. It shoots white people and black people, brown people and yellow people. That bombs go off, they kill everybody. And there's no running from the violence that's inside of people. We've got to deal with the real issue of what's going on in our society. And that cuts across color lines and socioeconomic status. And I think when this situation rings home because it's just such a normal, kind of a normal thing that anybody, I take my children to that mall, we go to that movie theater, it's less than 5 miles from my home. And so everybody is kind of feeling this here, but I think once we get through this shock, we've got to deal with the real issue, which is the rise of violence in our nation across the board.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
What do you tell people when they ask a question, why does God allow this to happen?
Well, really, God didn't allow this to happen. That suspect A, as we call him, we don't like to even name him here, he caused this. God has given man the agent of his free will, and so we have free will to choose. So we can't blame this on God. We have to place the blame squarely up at the feet of the young man who did this tragedy. And then we have to reach out to a God who can help heal people as they deal with it. Very often, I think we blame God, we blame the devil for what people do. And the devil today, he may be happy about it, but he didn't do this. Man did this. We have to take responsibility and begin to work it out.
Well, Pastor, you're absolutely right in terms of what we are required to do, but the reality is until we as a nation stand up, unfortunately, we are going to have to confront this. And the last question I have for you, this is also a question of also a mental illness. Now, we'll see what happens, how he, what defense he uses, puts out there. But we also, as a country, we have to confront also what's happening, the lack of services we have in this country for the mentally ill.
I mean, it's a devastating thing when somebody else's illness affects other people. Now we care. I think we have to become more proactive. This is a call for all of our communities to come together to begin to have this dialogue and not just talk about it, but then do something about it so that we can begin to touch people in their areas of need and we can begin to pray through and then get the counseling in place and the systems in place so that people can be healed of their issues and so it won't spill out in such a violent way on society across the board.
Certainly, it is tough, it is tragic, and people are trying to figure out how to recover, but the one thing we do know as a country, we've had to overcome some of the other things, and we'll certainly overcome this. We certainly must move on, but we must not forget, and hopefully we'll see some kind of change. Pastor Hill, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my pleasure.
All right.
All right, Roland.
Peace out.
Can't wait to see what you're wearing there.